It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. Heading into this morning's guest interview segment, and the new chair of the Lincoln County Republican Party, that's Wade Hershey, in studio today. Good morning, Wade. How are you today?
Doing great, Duke. Good to talk to you.
Hey, appreciate you coming by today. Boy, what's one more thing for you, huh? School board, and you've been a part of the Lincoln County Republican Party leadership for a while, and now chair, it sounds like.
Yep, so something keeps me busy. So
right. So Wade, let's start out just by talking about how does one become involved in leadership in Lincoln County's GOP, and what takes place to make you the chairperson.
Okay, well the first step is throughout the county in the various precincts we have, there's 35 precinct committee men and 35 precinct committee women, so total of 70, and those positions are elected in the primary election. So the current central committee was actually elected last August, and then takes office in January of the new year. And we had a meeting in January, kind of an organizational meeting, and then, you know, per the bylaws in March, we elect officers for the central committee. So that the 70 make up what's called the central committee, and then the officers are called the executive committee.
Okay, and are the officers from that group of 70 then?
Yes, they don't necessarily have to be, though. So someone who is a registered Republican in Lincoln County but is not serving as a precinct committee person could be elected to serve on the executive committee as an officer.
Okay. And so those elections were recently held, and you had been on the leadership previous to this, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yeah, most recently I was serving as the treasurer for the party.
Okay. So is this a position that you're nominated for, or do you... volunteer for? I mean, it's not volunteer, but do you put your hat in that ring, is it per se? How does that work?
Yes. Yeah, so the way it was handled is there was a nominations committee, and they basically touched base with all the committee men and women and said, hey, if you're interested in running for a position, give us your name. And they basically, they put us on the list, but then also people could be nominated from the floor at the meeting that we held on Saturday as well.
Okay, gotcha. And so you are the chairperson of the Lincoln County GOP, but there's quite a bit in the leadership. Tell us who else is involved.
So there's seven officers total. So there's a vice chair for the north part of Lincoln County and a vice chair for the south. So the vice chair for north is Lance Oviatt. The vice chair for the south is Tom Crank. And then the secretary is Kelsey Bailey, and the treasurer is Tim Hale. Then we also have a state committee woman who is Kaylin Neal, and a state committee man who is Brandon Taylor. And then from each county, the chairman, the state committee woman, and state committee man all sit on the state central committee for the Republican Party.
Okay, gotcha. So what is your role then, Wade, as chairman of this group now?
Just to provide some leadership and keep us moving forward and supporting, you know, good Republican candidates and good policies throughout the county. So, you know, taking charge of the various meetings that we have, you know, kind of taking charge of planning activities and whatnot. And obviously the whole executive committee will be involved in that, as well as a lot of other central members of the central committee. You know, we'll definitely call on everyone for help. So...
Perfect. Wade Hershey in studio today. He's the current chairperson of Lincoln County Republican Party. So why did you get involved in this, Wade, initially? What's your reasoning for wanting to be involved in the county politics like this?
Yeah, I guess I've just always had an interest in politics and how we're governed and kind of making sure that that's a good process and works well. So I guess maybe it's something I've always had an interest in. And I think I first got put on the central committee back in around 2012 and have been pretty much involved ever since then.
Perfect. So when you you mentioned briefly kind of what the responsibilities are of the leadership and what you guys do. So what is the goals, I guess, of the Lincoln County Republican Party, and what do you hope to be able to accomplish in the coming years?
Well, we really want to move forward good conservative principles through our government, right? Whether it's at the county level or the state level, or the national level. You know, we obviously at a county level don't have as much influence on what happens nationally, but we certainly can hopefully provide some influence with the county and local level. You know, every other year there's a county convention where the county and then the state, when they have their convention, adopt what's called a platform, which is kind of a statement of principles of the things we want to work for, and then resolutions around that. And really, you know, we want to work to try to get those principles into practice in you know, our community and our state.
Okay. Any principles in specific that you think is going to be focused on?
Well, you know, one of the things that is one of my goals that I want to work on is really helping us as a county party focus in on a few. I mean, you know, you get a lot of statements of principles and, hey, a lot of things are important. And it seems like sometimes when there's too many priorities, you don't ever move the ball forward. So one of my goals is going to be to work with our central committee and say, okay, you know, of these many issues, which ones do we think are the most important so that we can actually focus in on those? And, you know, and we haven't gone through that process yet. So I guess I don't want to, you know, lead on and say, well, I think these were the most important things. I want the committee to work together to kind of prioritize that as a committee. Okay. But yeah, I'm hoping that we can kind of narrow that in on some things that where we could really work with moving forward on some
okay.
stuff.
What's the best way for the community at large, North and South Lincoln County, to be involved? You mentioned there's the group of 70 committee men and committee women who are all part of this. How do people stay up to date on what's happening and what's going on and be involved in the process?
Well, that's another one of my goals is to kind of do a little more outreach. I mean, there's over 8,000 registered Republicans in Lincoln County. So obviously the group of 70 is a pretty small piece of that. And a lot of people aren't particularly engaged with the process, right? They show up to vote on election day yeah. and they kind of study, okay, well, this is who I'm going to vote for. And beyond that, most people don't really get involved. And that's one of our goals is to figure out how to get people more involved with that and getting a broader range of input and ideas. So that's part of what we're going to be working on. I don't have all the answers right now, but that's one of my goals. So.
Perfect. So Wade, one more question for you that I wanted to ask. And what is in Lincoln County, of course, the statewide and national politics aside, but here in Lincoln County, how unified do you feel that the Lincoln County Republican Party is? Because from my perception, and this is more broad spoken than really micro, but it's almost as if there are almost two separate parties within the GOP right now. Do you feel that that's accurate for Lincoln County? Do you feel that there needs to be more unity across the party, or what's your take on that?
No, I definitely would like to see a greater unity in the party. You know, and I think sometimes when there's really not a presence of Democrats, so to speak, that maybe there's a tendency that we start shooting at each other. And we have to remember, hey, we don't all necessarily have exactly the same idea on how to implement those principles in the platform, but let's actually just sit down and work together and come together. But yeah, we definitely want to try to increase that feeling of unity, even if you know, we don't always have 100% agreement on the actual solution. We want to increase that unity and camaraderie and goodwill.
Perfect. Well, Wade, we appreciate your time. Wade Hershey, the new chairman of the Lincoln County Republican Party. Anything we missed, Wade, that you feel is worth mentioning?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the previous leadership. You know, Marty Halverson's been the chair for the last 4 years. And of course, everybody knows Marty, and she's been involved with the party for years, and she'll continue to be involved. She sits on the central committee, but her and the other previous executive committee, I want to thank them for all their hard work and giving us a foundation to leap off of. And, you know, just really appreciate that from them.
That's Wade Hershey, chairman of the Lincoln County Republican Party. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.